A Bible is just a Bible. Or is it? Publishers are rushing to print the newest scriptures, but they might be going the wrong direction. What if the newest Bible had the date 1537 proudly emblazoned on its cover? After almost 500 years of lying dormant, something ancient and old is picked up and dusted off. It begins to breathe life into a young generation. Can you handle the truth? The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. Listen as it unlocks the mysteries of heaven.
Hello and thank you for joining us.
The host, Pastor Nathan Harding.
The Matthew Bible is the true, accurate, and God-inspired English language Bible. There's a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the pilot episode of the Matthew Bible Podcast. Today we'll be looking at the story of King Ahaziah and the prophet Elijah as found in 2 Kings. The king wanted to capture Elijah because the prophet had proclaimed negatively against him. 150 of the king's soldiers were sent to capture the man of God who was sitting on the top of a hill, but the soldiers were faced with a protective fire from heaven and could not get through. Only one of the three captains made a good choice. There are some differences between the Matthew Bible and especially the King James Version Bible. Mainly these are variations in a couple of the names, Ahaziah and Elijah versus Ahaziah and Elijah. The Matthew Bible said the king attempted to inquire through Beelzebub, whereas the KJV said inquire of Beelzebub. This difference in words is a point of interest for future Bible studies. Second Kings chapter 1, verse 1. And the Moabites rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell through a lattice window out of an upper chamber that he had in Samaria, and fell sick. Then he sent messengers, saying unto them, go and inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Akron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord spake unto Elijah the Thesbite, up, and go against the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, it is because there is no god in Israel, that ye go to ask through Beelzebub, the god of Akron. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt die. And Elijah departed, and the messengers turned back again unto him. And he said unto them, why are ye thus come again? And they said unto him, there came a man against us, and said unto us, go and turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, it is because there is no God in Israel that thou sendest to inquire through Beelzebub, the god of Akron. Therefore, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said to them, what manner of man was that which met you and told you these words? And they said unto him, it was an hairy man, and girded with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he said unto them, it is Elijah the Thesbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain over 50 with his 50. And when the captain was come unto him, behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And the captain said unto him, Man of God, the king biddeth thee come down. And Elijah answered and said unto the captain over 50, If I be a man of God, fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came fire down from heaven and devoured him and his 50. And the king went again and set to him another captain over 50 with his 50. Which answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus saith the king, make haste and come down. And Elijah answered and said unto him, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came fire down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And the king sent again the third captain over 50. And when the third captain over 50 was come to him, he fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, let my life and thy life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven, and burned up the 2 4 captains over 50 with their 50s. But let my life now be precious in thy sight. Then said the angel of the Lord unto Elijah, Go down with him and be not afraid of him. And he went down with him unto the king. And he said unto the king, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou sendest messengers to ask through Beelzebub, the god of Acheron, as though there had been no god in Israel to ask through this word, therefore thou shalt not come off the bed which thou art ascended, but shalt surely die. And so he died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah spake. And Jehoram was made king in his stead, the second year of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. The rest of the deeds of Ahaziah which he did are written in the chronicles of the kings of Israel.
My name is Leah. After a trip to the Dominican Republic, a developing country in the Caribbean Sea, I was inspired to create TUCO 911. This program has the goal of spreading the gospel while also helping people find a way to meet their basic needs. TUCO 911 sends 100% of its donations to expand our mission and to provide better access to clean water, energy, and food needs. Learn how you can join me in empowering those who are less fortunate by visiting TUCO911.com.
The Matthew Bible Podcast.
Please visit us online at thematthewbible.com.